Amen. Amen. I want to say to you before we start, thank you for coming out on Tuesday night. Amen. And I believe we'll just give us some more time for fellowship with the family. Amen. Loved ones, friends that you share this holiday season with. You know, we think about our forefathers many, many, many years ago. They came to this country called the United States of America. It was a new land, fertile land. God bless them. They was able to sow their seed and reap a harvest. And about this time of the year, they decided, so we're just going to give thanks for God's goodness, and which is good. But we have come to get even more insight. Every day for us is like this. Every day we give thanks. Because you have to live to get to this day. Am I right? And every day is a day of thanksgiving to the Lord, because he's good every day, all day, until we get to this day. Amen. Amen. And he keeps us in perfect peace, those of us whose mind is stayed on him. So I just want to say thank you and bless you and honor our Lord for all of his goodness. Amen. For the days we're living in, Jesus, and I don't say this lightly, some people may take it lightly, but Jesus is coming soon. And we must get this good news to all the people we can. You must maintain and move forward, because pressing time, perilous time, testing time is here. Don't be moved by any of these things, because God will never be moved or changed. He is still God. And tomorrow he'll still be God. Amen. They can blow up whatever they blow up, God will still be God. And I'm so glad that he said that we could say his children, it shall not come nigh me. Amen. 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 I remember being in Vietnam, because there have been many, many years ago, like 50, 53 years ago, somewhere that you can count it up. I was over there in 68, so you can count it up. But I remember getting over there, and you know, young man, didn't know what to expect, never been in a war zone before, and we flew into Cameron Bay, and you know, you're flying in, you hear all these guns firing, and I didn't know what was going on. I said, you mean tell me we are flying, lighting right into a war zone, they fighting? Like, come to find out they had some foreigners, the Vietnamese people, keeping the LZ, and that's what they like to do, they just shoot. They was out there just shooting. Amen. But when we went up to Camp Evans, we left Cameron Bay and we flew up to Camp Evans. That's when I got my assignment to my company. And then finally they sent us out into the sticks, out into the jungle. And we stayed out there for a while. You didn't get a chance to come in every night. I remember we stayed out like 7 months before we got a chance to come to the rear. And you get a bath whenever you could get it. Amen. So anyway, but I remember God being so faithful. I didn't know how to trust him like I do now. But when I look back, I thank him for his faithfulness. Amen. And God is so faithful today. Amen. We have seen the hand of God move. And what I mean by that, the Spirit of God. So don't, whatever you do, don't back away. Pressure, temptation, troubles, all that's going to show up against your personal life, against family, against your job, where you go out, people you associate with, and all that kind of stuff. People among you, people will say something to you, and you react to it. Some of us do, and you think, I approved of it, and I don't have a clue they said it. Because I want to tell you something from my wife and my heart. We love you dearly, and we'll never do anything. We don't get behind the scenes and plan plots how to take the advantage of you. We've never done that, never will. Amen. Now, people may have indicated we did that. You may have heard that. It's our prayer. We pray for you every day that you grow up, that you become strong in the Lord and walk in the best that God has given you. That's what we pray over y'all every day, that you will, your eye will be open to see the truth, because there's so much manipulation out there, so many things the enemy tried to deceive you in, to make you think people are thinking bad about you, trying to pull something over on you, trying to take the advantage of you. And just about every church, and it's out there. And I don't know, I'm just sharing. It's out there. But this church and this ministry have never tried to pull something over on you, take the advantage of you financially. I want you to know that. Now, whether you believe or not, that's you, but I'm just telling you what's the truth, what is the truth. We have never done that. Anything we ever done, we poured ourselves beyond sometimes that we thought that it was a little strong, but we were so, and we are so committed to make sure that we get the best that we know how to get to you from God, so you can have God's best. Amen. Amen. And so, because we know in these days in which we live, you have an adversary, but he's defeated. And you can rejoice and give thanks. And even when sometimes I haven't been this real, real hard at first, when correction, you think I'm wrong. You might think he just hard. I just know what happened if it doesn't get corrected. I know. I've been there, done that, seen that, and as you let stuff get out of order, I do the same thing about my vehicle. If it miss one time, ask Bo. If that thing miss and won't hit right, ask. Just if you get a chance, talk to Bo and see what happened. I'm over in the shop. I ain't gonna let it run that high. I refuse to let that vehicle run like a rattle trap. Hitting on three cylinders, got eight. I don't do that. Amen. And that's the way we've been with all our lives. And every have we been perfect? You know better than that. You ought to know yourself. Anybody, human being, they're going to mess up. Amen. So I want to talk to you a few minutes, because I know there's stuff going on. I want you to listen with your heart. Hello, 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 hello. I want you to listen. God has given us, I can say it like this, but how he'll help me to get it across. I don't know what they're doing, but they need to move on. Amen. God has given us everything. He had given us life to the full, all things beautiful, wonderful, marvelous. good, and perfect. He has given that to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we need to know how in these days to take full advantage of all that he had given, because stuff come against us, and when sometimes people, and we just need encouraging. Amen. And that's why I'm so grateful for the gifts of the Spirit.